This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live, where our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources that can truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. We provide you the facts in an educational way, and there is no other program like it. And let me tell you what, I'm really, really proud of that. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for joining me here today. I really, really appreciate it. And as always, if you have questions about the program or how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online at Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. You know, we do a lot of communicating on social media, so don't miss out. All right, so last week's program was just really interesting. It was kind of a special episode because we totally focused on the subject matter of elder law. And wow, seriously, I asked Bill Hammond some questions that he could literally take an hour to answer, right? So we just touched on a lot of the highlights. And by the way, Bill Hammond is the president of KC Elder Law. Bill, thanks again for being on the program. It was excellent. We had lots of great feedback. But I'd like to just begin this program with a quick recap in case you missed it, or if you haven't been able to go back and listen to the podcast. Wanted just to provide a brief recap of some of the key points that we discussed last week. I just think it's that important, so I just wanted to take a few minutes here today to do that. So the first thing we talked about, what is the difference between estate planning and elder law? So estate planning addresses what happens when you pass away, and very, very important. Elder law addresses what happens when you pass away, but also what happens if you don't pass away, but if you get sick along the way and you require expensive long-term care. So how do you plan for that, and how do you pay for that? And what happens if you don't pass away but you become incapacitated? What are you going to do? And this is what elder law addresses. So it's very thorough, very comprehensive, and I thought that was a great way to differentiate the two, because many times those two terms are used interchangeably, but they should not be. All right, what is the difference between a power of attorney document and a durable power of attorney document? So, and I thought this was, again, a very succinct way to put this. A power of attorney document is only valid when the person granting the power of attorney is competent. All right. A durable power of attorney document is valid even if the person becomes incompetent or incapacitated. So does that make sense? I guarantee you the vast majority of people do not know the difference. And again, I've heard it 1,000 times. People use those two terms interchangeably, but they are very, very different. So what do you have? Do you have power of attorney documents, or do you have durable power of attorney documents? If that got your attention, you need to get that corrected immediately or changed immediately. All right. There are two types of power of attorney documents. One is for healthcare matters, and then the other one is for financial matters. Now, they can be combined together to cover both healthcare and financial matters. But frankly, and Bill explained this very well, again, most people separate them because they want different individuals handling healthcare matters and maybe a different individual handling financial matters. So like in my case, you know, my wife is a registered nurse, and she would probably, if you had to choose between the two of us, I would choose her for a healthcare power of attorney, and I would probably choose me for the financial power of attorney. I think it's just a better fit for both of us. So you can separate them, but and some people have them together. Most people prefer to have them separated into two separate documents. Okay, a one-page power of attorney document is almost completely useless, has no power at all. A document that says you can do anything and everything is absolutely not specific enough at all. Now, an excellent power of attorney document could be 20 pages long, citing, you know, many specific examples of when you can exercise your power of attorney. So this is what you get from a quality elder law firm such as KC Elder Law. No one pagers coming out of KC Elder Law. We're talking 15, 20 plus pages, very, very thorough and comprehensive. We also learned that just because you've been married for decades, you do not have the authority of making decisions for your spouse. Well, I know what my wife wants, or I know what my husband would have wanted me to do. No, unless you have a properly executed legal document, a power of attorney document, you cannot act or speak on behalf of your spouse. Doesn't matter how many years you've been married. Did you know that? I guarantee you, most people probably do not realize that. Also, this is huge. We spend a fair amount of time on this because it's just so important. Your power of attorney document expires when the person granting that power of attorney passes away. So I can't tell you how many times I've talked to someone and they said, oh, well, you know, after dad passes, I can, you know, I can sell the house. I can deal with the car and bank accounts because I have power of attorney. I'm like, no. When your dad passes away, that power of attorney document expires. And then it rolls to the next step, which would be a will or a trust. Okay. And speaking of that, if you do have a last will and testament, and you pass away, did you know that the will goes to probate court? And this would cause delays in settling the estate, and it also would include expensive legal fees. Did you know that? I don't think most people realize that. However, if you have a trust does not go to probate. A trust avoids probate, therefore avoiding the delays, avoiding the legal expenses, and it's just a better way to go. So for most people, maybe not for everyone, but for most people, so a trust, and by the way, a trust dictates how your assets will pass at your death. So it's a great substitute, and frankly, I think a more efficient way to pass your assets at death. It avoids the probate courts and all of that delay and cost, legal cost. Now, another question, can someone with cognitive impairment, such as Alzheimer's disease or one of the many types of dementia, grant power of attorney or authorize other legal documents? And the answer is, of course, it depends because it's not a yes or no. It really does depend. And, you know, a person must be able to demonstrate legal capacity. So they must have periods of lucidity where they clearly understand. They have to demonstrate that they understand what you're discussing and what they are agreeing to and what they are signing. So if they don't know what day it is, who the president is, or that this is your son or daughter sitting next to you, you do not have legal capacity. You're not signing anything. But even if it's just a period of lucidity, okay, that legally, now that's uncomfortable, but there, that's a period of legal competency, and you could push it that far. I would not push it that far. If there's any sign of memory loss, cognitive impairment, I would get your legal documents and affairs in order ASAP. Right. So, and many times if a person's just too far along and too far declined, okay, you're kind of stuck with your current legal documents, or you would have to petition the court for guardianship and conservatorship. And again, there you go with a lot more fees, a lot more costs. And guess what? The court may not grant you guardianship or conservatorship. Okay. That sometimes that can be a real mess. All right. So the moral of the story is if there's Alzheimer's or dementia or a stroke caused some memory loss, it could be anything. Get your legal affairs in order before it is too late. And I thought that was a very powerful point that we made last week. We also discussed the importance of Medicaid planning and asset protection strategies. There's some major differences in the laws between Kansas and Missouri. One is not better than the other. They're just different. So it's extremely important that you're working with someone who understands the differences and how to help you properly and to your best advantage and put you in the best position, right? We talked about the importance of having a care contract and how not having a care contract could result in a significant Medicaid ineligibility penalty. All right. What's a care contract? It's basically an employment agreement where you're paying someone X dollars per hour, a market rate for services rendered. Without that, if you're and you're just trying to do the right thing, you're not trying to pull any funny stuff and you're paying someone to care for you without a care contract, every $5,000 could cost you a 1 month Medicaid ineligibility penalty. So you don't want anything to do with that. Get a care contract. And then finally, we discussed when someone should consult an elder law attorney. And I know that most of our listeners really enjoyed this program focused on elder law. And I promise not to wait too long to discuss this very important subject matter of elder law again. We will do that in the near future, and we will do that every so often so that we don't wait so long to cover this important information. So hopefully that helped with that brief recap. And now, under the Senior Care Live question of the week, the Medicare open enrollment period begins on A, October 1st, B, October 15th, C, October 31st, or D, November the 1st. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by to receive your call, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, this program streams live online to any electronic device. Very simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the upper left-hand corner. There's a big button. You cannot miss it. It says Listen Live. You just click that thing, and boom, you're in business. It'll stream live to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. And it's that time of the year, right? The Medicare open enrollment period begins on A, October the 1st, B, October the 15th, C, October the 31st, and D, November the 1st. And the answer is B, October 15th. So, man, we are right around the corner, and we're going to be talking a lot about how important it is to review your Medicare coverage. If you're going to consider changing your coverage, this is the time to do it. And so we're going to be talking a lot about that in the near future. But it's October the 15th is the first day of Medicare open enrollment. All right, so let's move on. There are so many radio programs that discusses they'll discuss the importance of planning, you know, planning. And I think the second somebody says you need to plan, your brain just my brain turns off. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. I've got it covered, right? So sometimes they feel like it's too overused of a buzzword. But anyway, planning is always a good thing. That's really the bottom line. And I'd like to share a couple of stories just very briefly here where some very good people did not ask the right questions. They didn't plan well, and their story could have been a disaster. I was able to step in and help them in a very difficult situation with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I was able to help out, but I think it could have been better, okay? So here's one. I worked with a very nice lady. She's doing her very best for her grandmother, but she forgot to ask one very important question. She chose a memory care facility for her grandmother, you know, many years ago. Her grandmother received good care there. Right. And everything was great for a long time. However, one day my client received a letter of discharge from the facility. They said, hey, you've got 30 days. You need to move your grandma out. And she said, oh, my gosh, what happened? Did we do something wrong? I mean, why do you want my grandmother to leave? And they said, no one did anything wrong. However, your grandmother is just about out of money and we don't accept Medicaid. She forgot to ask, and guess what? They didn't tell her either. So here's the major issue. Her grandmother had spent about $350,000 of her own money, and now she's getting kicked out because she no longer has the ability to pay privately, and they don't accept Medicaid. Now, I was able to work with this young lady and help her find a great place for her grandmother at the nursing home level. They're Medicaid certified, and it worked out fine, but it's not what she wanted. And she asked me, she said, I'll never forget it. She goes, let me guess, if I would have worked with you in the first place, this wouldn't have happened. And I said, no, ma'am, it would not have happened because you would have known. And I said, would you have wanted her to move after $350,000 and move several years later? And she goes, no, I wouldn't have wanted her to move at all. And I said, then it wouldn't have happened. So hindsight is always great, but planning and asking the right questions, it has to happen. You got to do it. And most people don't know the right questions to ask. That's why the services with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, are so valuable. And that's why, frankly, we are so busy. We're helping people through this this highly specialized area. I worked with another couple recently. He needed a nursing home, and his wife was still fine to live independently at home. They were very excited that they had purchased long-term care insurance many, many years ago, about 20 years ago. So I reviewed their long-term care insurance policy like I always do, and I found that it provides a benefit of $100 a day. Now, and they're very excited that they had this. They thought they were covered. Now, $100 a day was a fine benefit 20 years ago. However, fast forward 20 years later to today, this benefit only pays about half of today's nursing home cost. Today, nursing home will cost them about $200 a day. So here's the situation. The long-term care insurance will pay about $3,000 a month for the nursing home. The nursing home costs $6,000 per month. So they're $3,000 a month short. And guess what? They don't have the asset base to pay that shortfall of $3,000 per month. So guess what your other option is at this point? Immediately have to go into a division of assets and qualify him for Medicaid. And that's not what they wanted. That's why they bought the long-term care insurance. But guess what? They forgot to ask about one thing that I think is an absolute must. I'm just hardcore about this. You have to have the inflation protection rider, because that $100 a day would be more than $200 a day in current dollars, and then they would be set. But they didn't have it. The costs go up every year, and now they can't afford it. And boom, he's on Medicaid. And so they essentially paid 20 years worth of premiums for basically for nothing. They did not get the benefit out of it that they were wanting. So I don't share these stories to depress anyone or scare anyone. I share stories like these to impress upon everyone the critical importance of planning for your long-term care, getting advice from qualified experts, and being extremely prepared and asking the right questions. And frankly, this is why I created this very program, Senior Care Life, to help everyone in our community avoid some of these situations. And so if you listen every week, you've heard me hammer on all this stuff time and time and time again, and that's why our listening audience, thousands and thousands of people listen to this program, and I really appreciate you, and I hear all the time how much people appreciate the information here. So stay tuned. Tell everyone you know about Senior Care Live, and I appreciate your support, and I continue on I plan on continuing doing this for a very long time. All right, I'm going to shift gears now and introduce my special guest today, Mr. Ryan Gamble with the Gamble Team. Ryan, thanks for coming back on the program, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back on, Steve.
All right, so Ryan and his wife, Tanya, are the Gamble Team. You can find them online at thegambleteam.com. Their phone number is 913-220-0818, and they're realtors. They're highly specialized in different areas. But, Ryan, we only have about a minute left. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, first off, again, thanks for having me on,
you
Steve.
You bet.
Today, I'm going to shift gears and talk a little bit about what's happening in the real estate market going forward and what has happened to get us where we are today. And it's going to be beneficial not only to your senior audience, but anybody that's owns a home or is considering buying and selling. There's some good information here, and I think I'm going to shed some light on to really what is happening and what the truth of the market is and where we're headed.
As everything goes in cycles, ups and downs and everything else, and I am really looking forward to in the final two segments hearing about these trends and where have we been, where are we at, and then, and more importantly, if we can get a little bit of a glimpse into the future, what does that look like? So, folks, stay tuned. A whole lot more about real estate right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You can call in the middle of the night if you want. That's fine with me, 1-800-331-6445. And if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, no worries at all. Just listen to the podcast after the fact. So give us a few days into that following week. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episodes just right there in the comfort of your own home at any time, even in the middle of the night. How about that? Or on the weekends, whenever. So it's really that simple. Back to my special guest, Mr. Ryan Gamble with the Gamble Team, highly specialized real estate team. Ryan and Tanya Gamble can be reached at 913-220-0818. That's 913-220-0818 or online at thegambleteam.com. And Ryan, I know that we've talked in the past about working in the senior market, selling a home that, you know, a senior's lived in for decades, but you also work in just general real estate. You sell all types of houses. You even work in the luxury market.
Yes, that's right, Steve. My wife and I sell both in Kansas and Missouri. We're licensed in both states. Mm-hmm. My wife actually grew up in Missouri.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so we're very familiar with both sides of state line. And really, quite frankly, all corners of the city. We've sold houses over our 30-plus years in combined experience in real estate. And, you know, we've been, you know, in my 10 years, You know, I've seen some changes in the market conditions. And I think, you know, what my goal here today is to help the listeners understand the truth of what's happening in real estate as we see it today. I am going to talk about, you know, some data. And although that can be boring, it's really important. And I hope your listeners don't tune out on this, because there's some really good, useful information that will help you make, and this is important, you make the best decision for you and your family today, knowing what's happening.
Knowing some of these trends that you're about to share with us and some of these numbers could save our listeners or make our listeners thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. I would be tuned in very carefully because this is great information. So go ahead and kick us off here, Ryan.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to I first want to talk about the market overall, and that's the both Missouri and the Kansas side across many counties that are in the, really, quite frankly, mostly in the listening area here.
Yeah.
It's what's in our Heartland MLS. And just look at, you know, what has been happening. And, you know, this has been a pretty outstanding year for real estate for people that have been selling their homes. And
it's been a super hot market.
Super hot.
Yeah.
And the good news is it's still a very good market. The important thing to understand is the market is better in some areas and some price points and some types of properties than others. And there are some trends that are leading us that you want to know so that you can make some decisions. Basically, we are probably at a valuation peak right now. And we'll see with the trending here how things look across the metro.
Now, valuation peak, meaning I can sell my house for top dollar.
Yes, I think we're probably at the peak for a while. Although I'm going to explain some things and a couple numbers here that are important.
Okay.
So we look at housing inventory, basically a number of houses that are available for sale based upon the sales that are occurring. And I prefer to look at pending sales because that is most reflective of what is happening most recently, mm-hmm, versus what you'll read in the newspaper. You're going to hear about sales, close transactions. Pending is really important, and you're going to hear a little different message here than what you might be reading in the newspaper.
Well, and pending sales are offers in action and activity. Some of those will not go through. Some of them are contingent, and the contingencies fall through. But I like the pending. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah. So here's really kind of what's happening. All right, we've had a really strong market. What we are seeing in the entire metro, and I'm going to get into some specific areas.
Okay.
And if you have a question about your neighborhood, your home, or your area, or your town, reach out to me, because it's different between Liberty than Lenexa or Overland Park or Leawood or Lee Summit. They're all a little different. Real estate is local, but the trends are very common and very similar, but they're different in different price points in different areas. And so I'll kind of point some of that out.
Okay.
It is a seller's market when there is 3 months of inventory or less available. And by and large, in most areas, we've been in a seller's market. Exception to that would be in the luxury market. Okay. But that's just the overall general. And we're starting to see the transition from a seller's market to a neutral market, which means that home inventory is above 3, but less than 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to also share with you some examples of a market in the Kansas City metro in a very popular area, in a very, you know, very popular price range, where we're actually now, as of August, in a buyer's market.
Wow. Okay.
Shocker to hear that. You saw your neighbor's house sell in 5 minutes with 10 offers.
Yeah.
That's what's happened in some cases this
year. I've seen that in my neighborhood.
Right.
It was gone in a day.
Right. So the expectations of the market are changing, and you're going to see this change as we go into fall, into next year. So let's talk about that. So overall in Kansas City, the entire listening area, pending sales are down comparatively to August, this is August of this year to August last year, down 32%.
Hmm.
This is coming right out of Trend Graphics reporting.
Yep.
And this is data that comes out of the Heartland MLS ultimately. So that is a sign of weakening. It's also pending sales. So, you know, you compare month of 1 year to the next, we're down 32%
as a whole. With as hot as the market has been, you would never guess that statistic you just shared.
No, you wouldn't.
Never guess it.
Never guess it. But guess what? Days on market as a whole are still outstanding. The entire market in Kansas City's 45 days in August. Okay, there was 1 month in the last year that was less than that, and that happened to be July of this year. But outstanding still. So the market's still brisk, but we're seeing the signs of a change.
Yeah.
You're hearing it maybe here first, maybe not, but I'd like to think that I'm usually ahead of the game in this type of communication,
at least
to my clients.
I listen to a lot of radio. I check out a lot of reports, and I'm not hearing this trend reporting. So as far as I'm concerned, this is the first time I'm hearing it. Guaranteed, it's probably the first time that most of our listeners are hearing this trend information.
When I look at a lot of the information that I pulled, our August of this year has some very close similarities of December of last year, which, you know, the holiday season's usually the slower part of the market.
Pretty low,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always, houses are always being sold, of course. But just kind of give you an idea. So what has the pending inventory, remember we talked about, under 3 months, it's a seller's market, 3 to 6 months is neutral, above six, it is then a buyer's market. Well, we have transitioned as a whole in the metro based upon pending sales in August from a seller's market to a neutral market. And we're on our way possibly into next year into becoming more of a buyer's market.
Okay.
So that's just important to know. That's the trend that's happening. And I'd like to talk a little bit about a price range. Okay. So if we look at, you know, average sales price in Kansas City, somewhere in the 200s. So let's look at the whole 150,000 to 300. Well, again, we're seeing pending sales down, almost 37% over August of last year, this year to last year.
Mm-hmm.
The average days on market. This is a hot area. There's, you know, this is where houses have been flying off the market in a matter of hours. The average days on market is still 30 days. That's outstanding.
Yep.
So if you got a house that you want to sell in this price range, still an excellent market. And we're seeing that this market as a whole transition to now a neutral market. So let's move into a really another area. And again, if you're interested in your particular neighborhood, give me a ring. I'd be happy to sit down and show you this information. But let's talk about Overland Park, probably one of the hottest markets. Pending sales are down almost 20% in August compared to last year.
Mm.
Days on market still running at 40 days, which is good. And again, this is across all price points. We are now in a neutral market. From July to August, we went up a full month's worth of available inventory. And I think you're going to see that to continue. Let's talk about Overland Park, though, in the 150 to 300. And, you know, again, this is a tremendously hot market. Okay. It's been one of the hottest markets. We are seeing pending sales, going down. Now, again, 40% over last year. So what you've heard is an argument in the market that there is an inventory out there. Well, frankly, there is. And the inventory levels are not driving the current changes. And we'll talk more about this as we transition into the next segment.
All right. For our listeners, if you ever wanted a glimpse into the future, and I'm going to give you a concrete example of why you should call Ryan, stay tuned. Right after the break, we're going to get into a lot more information. Hold tight. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today, Mr. Ryan Gamble with the Gamble Team. They're a real estate team, Keller Williams Realty Partners. And if you want to reach out to Ryan, if he's getting your attention, we're talking about predicting the future here, okay? And home prices, and I have some real definite opinions on this, but do not delay. Call Ryan and get your own customized report and information. Have Ryan and Tanya list your house and sell it at the top here before the whole thing goes down again. 913-220-0818. Ryan Gamble can be reached 913-220-0818 or online at thegambleteam.com. And Ryan, this is fascinating information. If you think about it, what do you talk about in stock all the time? Buy low and sell high.
Absolutely. That's always the goal, right?
And if you're a senior and you bought your house, you know, 30 years ago, 40, plug in the number, 40 years ago, you bought it pretty low, right? And now it's sitting here at the peak. And we're seeing trends to where after the peak hits, then we start to go down. And then it becomes a buyer's market. And that drives your price down. And it takes you a lot longer to sell. Why not sell it at the peak when houses are still selling in 30 to 45 days? I would sell my house in a second. I would rent an apartment. If I think I'm going to move anytime in the near future, and I'm a senior and I'm thinking about independent living, assisted living, I would sell my biggest asset at the peak price and I'd cash in on that thing.
Well, yes. And you have to do what's right for you and your family, and we can make the best decisions with the most information. You know, I talked in the prior segment about, 3 months or less as being a seller's market. That's when you see houses appreciating. That is a very strong upward push in values. The neutral market, which is where we're really in now, we're in a neutral market in most areas, in most price points.
We're up to 4.3?
We're definitely in a neutral market in
4.8.
Yeah, and that's still good, by the way. And don't be alarmed, but it's more of a neutral.
Yeah.
Yes. And so housing appreciation is moderating. It's becoming normalized. We're on our way to possibly seeing a decline. There are predictions on that. There are price points, and I'm going to recap Overland Park here. There are literally areas in Overland Park where home values have peaked and are in decline.
Oh,
wow. Can you believe that?
No.
After, you watched your neighbor's house sell in 2 days.
Yeah.
And they were bragging about how many offers they got.
Yeah.
Okay. It's here. And it's coming to your neighborhood soon, probably. So those are things that I want to talk about. But so Overland Park, very popular area in the city. There are other great areas on the Missouri side as well. I just used it as a great example because there's some good information here to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're definitely seeing a pending sales slowdown from this year to last year there in the Overland Park as a whole. Inventories are down a little bit, but I don't think inventory is really what's driving the slowdown here. I mean, certainly in certain price points in certain areas, as you get into the lower price points, that's certainly a factor. But we are in a slowing market in Overland Park. So just as a reminder, we are at about 3.8 months worth of inventory based upon pending sales. That is a neutral market. It's still leaning seller, but it's neutral. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But as you look at things differently, you go into different price points in Overland Park. So, you buy a house in Overland Park. Well, there's not many in the 150 range in Overland Park, but
right,
there's a lot out there for, between 400 and 600. That's a fairly reasonable price range that a lot of people are buying in. Well, guess what? Inventories are up over this time last year. Shocking, right?
Right.
That's amazing. And we have transitioned from a neutral market in July at 5.7 months worth of inventory to now over 7.5 months worth of inventory.
That happened quickly.
It happened quickly, and it's a trend that I think you're going to continue to see.
And let me put one of these other previous numbers in perspective. So you looked at, you know, you're talking about Overland Park right now, the KC metro area, and we're talking about 4.8 months of inventory in August. Well, guess what it was in March, five months ago? 2.4. Now it's 4.8. It doubled in 5 months. That's a solid trend, and it's going up more steeply now. So this is, again, if you can predict the future, you know what to do today to take the best advantage in your own personal situation and make some money on your biggest asset. Why wouldn't you do that?
Right. This was forecasted, about a year ago. I went to the top performers at Keller, for Keller Williams nationally. And Gary Keller stood up and said 2017 was going to be a down year in real estate. Start preparing for that. And it's happening a little sooner.
Did you look at him and scratch your head like, what?
Well, I was like, let's hope we're not going to go back to where we were. And I don't think we are going back to.
Yeah.
I'm not certainly not predicting anything significant. But there are normal cycles in the market. And about every 5 years. There is a slowdown, but this is compounded. Of course, part of this is, we might be seeing it occurring a little earlier because we are in an election year. I'm not getting into those dynamics, but that is not helpful.
There's too much uncertainty.
There is.
If you get one candidate, this might happen. You get another candidate, this might happen. And that causes people to kind of freeze, and it causes lots of ripple effects and fluctuations in many markets.
Absolutely. If we look at Overland Park, if you look at Overland Park from 150 to 300,000, there's still inventory out there, but things are selling tremendously quickly at 17 days on market. But we are approaching a neutral market. We're at 2.5 months of pending inventory approximately. We're seeing a trend upward, and you can see that continue. Now, again, still great time to sell your house. But what you're seeing is a transition from a strong seller's market to a neutral market. And in a lot of cases across the metro, as we move into 17, I think you're going to see it in a buyer's market or leaning very solidly toward a buyer's market, which means that the appreciation is slowing or stopping and possibly some devaluation in values. Those are things to be aware of. So now is a good time to get things moved. If you're planning on selling, now's a good time. The other factor that's coming in here, interest rates.
Ah.
What are interest rates going to do after the election cycle? Where are they going to be next year?
Boy. Yep.
They're still incredibly outstanding.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are factors that are going to impact home values and appreciation.
Ryan, that was phenomenal information. Maybe the first time this information has been reported in our region. Reach out to Ryan and Tanya Gamble, 913-220-0818. If you're even thinking about it, you need to talk to Ryan. You can also reach him online at thegambleteam.com. And Ryan, be sure to say hello to Tanya for me, and thanks for coming back on the program.
You're very welcome, and Tanya says hello to everybody in our listening area.
Excellent, excellent. All right. And to everyone listening, I am honored that you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.